Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Well, we gotta race through it now. Let's get to it here. Day four of Lockmas, Jake. All right, we don't have time. Anna, start us off with your takes on Cincinnati laying 27.5 against Navy, total of 40.
Is this beat game or 50 cent? Which one is this?
This is actually Young Buck. Yeah, right. This is Webby and Lil Boo.
Is he right? Yeah. Young Buck on fiddle. That's
right. This is actually, it's Murphy Lee in the background. Right.
What the bet gonna be? Cincinnati and Navy. What are
the best line of this segment, by the way, is and things, which means firing weapons is the best line. It's over.
I mean, you know, that's what we do. We provide context where some might be lacking. That's all we're about here, really. This game, Cincinnati's a 4-touchdown favorite against Navy. My fun number finally caught up to Cincinnati, and I don't have to bet their opponent ever. Hopefully, that would be great. I did bet the under in this game. I've opened 51.5. That went by so fast, like, I didn't even get it. I got 49 right now is the number in the market, I think. 49 would still be an under bet for me in this game. Last number I'd bet under on would be 48, would be like a half unit. So a little more room to bet the under in this game. No opinion on the side. Again, like service academy games can sometimes behave weirdly, and when they're large spreads, we've seen Army play competitive games against like Michigan, for example, as a big dog. So can happen, but my projection is pretty close. I am interested in the under in the game, but nothing on the side.
All right. Laying 38.5 on the road in Kansas, 67.5.
Yeah, my number's 38.3, so I think I finally like nailed Oklahoma's rating, which is helpful. I've been a little off on a bunch of their games so far this year, so that's good. The total in this game is very interesting. So we talked about playing the over when Caleb Williams was maybe going to take over as the starter when they played Texas Tech last week. TCU last week, excuse me, and that game ended up going over the total. This total is a little weird because like it's one of these massive spread games, which means it doesn't behave the same way. Like, can Kansas score a lot against anybody? I do show like a significant edge to the over. So the under is getting bet a little bit, maybe because it's just a projected blowout. Like, is Oklahoma really going to score 70 all by themselves? I kind of think the answer might be yes. So it's like 66.5. Like, I'm at 71, and I'm honestly still using some priors from Oklahoma when Rattler was playing. Like, you could actually make an argument it should be higher than that. So maybe Kansas can't score a lot. I think Oklahoma's going to score every time they have the ball. I think Williams, like, Heisman candidacy, this narrative that's now into the season that he's just this amazing player, 5 touchdowns last week. I think that continues. I think he put up a monster number in this game, honestly. I do like the over.
All right, so we've touched on Iowa State, Oklahoma State already this week. We'll do it tomorrow when Ken gives his college football card. Ken, let's give me 20 seconds each on the next three games. UCLA 2.5 against Oregon, total of 60.
I like the side and total in this game. I like Oregon. Thibodeau's finally getting healthy. They're getting a couple other guys back for the game. I like Oregon as a small dog. I also like the over in the game. 59.5, 60 would be the last number I'd play over on.
Notre Dame, a touchdown favorite against USC, total of 58.
I can't get to this number for Notre Dame. I know USC hasn't been very good. They've had some quarterback issues, etc., but I don't think they can be this big of a dog in the game. Notre Dame's also had trouble blowing out a lot of opponents that they've been touchdown or more favorites over. Games have been landed a lot closer than people expected. I do like USC in the game, 6.5.
All right, so USC a bet for Ken. And Ken will give his full college football card again coming out on the Phenomenal Football Friday edition of You Better, You Bet. And how about, Ken, we live in a world where Clemson is a 3-point underdog against the Panthers of Pitt. Pitt -3 against Clemson, 47.5.
I think you'll hear like a lot of like gambling content about how crazy this is and how like how could we ever get here? How bizarre is it? How bizarre. But like if you follow the spreads for Clemson throughout the year,
baby.
Like Clemson's been becoming a smaller and smaller favorite with each passing week. It's actually like inevitable that we were going to get to this point with the market rating them this way. So this isn't fishy. This isn't crazy. This isn't like something, whatever kind of like public-y stupid term that you want to hit. Like based on the closing spreads we have, this is actually pretty close to the number. My number's a little less than this, but I do make Pitt like a 1-point favorite basically. And like considering the rating difference to start the season with these two teams, it's insane that we're here. Now that we're here, I have no bet on the game. I actually just wanted us to do this game so we could say that Clemson's a dog to Pitt because it's amazing.
And we have indeed said that. And once again, Clemson is a dog against Pitt. And that is day 4 of Lockmas. Day 5 of Lockmas features Ken's entire college football card for the weekend. Every time I look around.
It's in my face.
What's the instrument there? How bizarre. How bizarre. Sports Equinox. Power Hour. Bets on all 4 sports being played tonight, including the Broncos and the Browns, right after.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.